An extraordinary book of prayers in which God himself teaches Christians how to turn to him. This is how Pope Benedict XVI described the Book of Psalms, the focus of his general audience catechesis Wednesday, as he continued his series of lessons on Christian prayer.
Dear brothers and sisters, in our catechesis on Christian prayer, we have looked to a number of Old Testament figures who represent models of prayer. We now turn to the great prayer book of Sacred Scripture, the Book of Psalms. These inspired songs teach us how to speak to God, expressing ourselves in the whole range of our human experience with words that God himself has given us. Despite the diversity of their literary forms, the Psalms are generally marked by the two interconnected dimensions of humble petition and of praise, addressed to a loving God who understands our human frailty.
In comments in Italian, Pope Benedict added, "In these prayers, the Psalms are manifestations of the soul and faith, in which everyone can recognize and communicate the experience of a special closeness to God, to which every man is called."
In Hebrew, the Psalms are called Tehillim, or songs of praise. The prayer of praise is, in fact, our best response to the God who even at times of trial remains ever at our side. Many of the Psalms attributed to David, the great king of Israel, who as the Lord's anointed, prefigured the Messiah. In Jesus Christ and his Paschal mystery, the Psalms find their deepest meaning and prophetic fulfillment. Christ himself prayed in their words. As we take up these inspired songs of praise, let us ask the Lord to teach us to pray with him and in him, to our Heavenly Father.
Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur.
Finally, Pope Benedict greeted all the English-speaking pilgrims present at the Wednesday audience.
Upon all English-speaking pilgrims, especially those from England, Scotland, Sweden, Indonesia, and the United States, I invoke God's abundant blessings.
Before imparting his apostolic blessing on all those present in St. Peter's Square this Wednesday.
Amen.
I'm Emer McCarthy.